That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. 'Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning, that old wheel has rolled around again. This is Ranch Wrangler Richard, and you're listening to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. Kyle, what day is today?
I don't know. It's Saturday.
It's Saturday. We are coming to you live. I got to put a calendar in here so I can see what the days are. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
There's John. 16. John 11, to the rescue. This is November 16th, 2013. A little early to even know what day it is, but that's all right. And we welcome you to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We'll open the phone lines up early today if you have some call-ins, because normally how this happens on a live radio show is about 5 minutes till the end of the hour, all the lines start ringing and lighting up, and then you can't get everybody on the phone, onto the program. So we'll open the lines up early, 307-745-5913, if you want to give a call-in this Saturday morning and share something. And but we'll open up with prayer, and then we'll just kind of go around and see who's got what. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this absolutely beautiful day, Lord. This beautiful day that you give us to be able to sit down and have fellowship with each other and with you. Because, Lord, we welcome you here too, and we ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and join us. We just ask you to guide and direct us, O Father. Be an ever-present help in our lives. Help us to, Lord, have the right thoughts. And give us the words to share, to be an encouragement to your remnant out there, O Father, to encourage each other. Lord, we know that your day draws near, that day of your return comes, and it comes, Lord, like a thief in the night. No one knows the day or the hour, but we are to be ready. Help us to be ready, O Lord. Help us to help your people to have their eyes opened and to be ready for your return. Lord, again, be with us here today. We ask for your blessings on the broadcast, and Lord, let it be a good time of fellowship for all. We give you all the praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Well, Mr. Kyle, what do you want to start out with this morning?
Well, here's what's been on my mind lately, and you know this because we talked about it a little bit, I don't know, early this week or late last week, and that's been the centurion who had such great faith. The centurion, obviously, was a soldier, which means he was a fighter.
Yeah, a centurion was usually a Roman soldier that was over 100 soldiers.
Right.
That was the century, the numbers. That's where all the numbers come from.
But yet he had greater faith than Jesus had seen in all of Israel, I think the King James says. That isn't who the Christian world would find to pick out to have great faith.
Right.
Be the centurion. They would pick the little old lady who sits at home and cares about everybody, and
yeah.
She probably does have great faith.
Yeah, or the Billy Graham,
or whatever,
or you know the big pastor of the megachurch.
They wouldn't pick out this commander that had such great faith, and I notice in the story, I haven't really read it recently. I'm probably get into it today in my studies, but I noticed in the story that he came to Jesus not for himself, not for his child, not for his mother, his father, his brother. He came for his servant.
Mm-hmm.
That, if you read most all the healings of great faith in the Bible, most of them were for themselves, and some were for their child.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember another one, and there might be several others, but I can't remember another one where a man came for his servant. And I think that is a key, along with, like me and you talked, him recognizing the power of authority and how important it is to follow the command.
Mm-hmm.
That obviously has much to do with the story. Pastor Peters brought out the humility that the man had, the honor and respect, of course, of that authority. You know, and but that he cared so much for his servant, and he probably had quite a few servants.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this one was a little closer than others. I don't know. You know, but I do know one thing: it wasn't his blood.
Right.
Well, he might have been blood, but not immediate.
It was his servant.
Yeah,
it wasn't his son or his father or. Yeah, he didn't even say my friend. It was his servant.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what's been on my mind lately, and. Just kind of trying to go with it and tie it in with being a soldier of God.
Right.
And we all are called to be Christian soldiers, whether the church world wants to sing about it or not anymore.
Sure.
It doesn't matter. But
so according to the words of Jesus, faith has something to do with understanding authority and being in proper
or
authority.
Or understanding authority has much to do with faith.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I think they work both ways.
Yeah.
I really do. And I think that that's certainly a different understanding than we probably have today, than definitely the church world has today.
I mean, this man said, because Jesus was going to come to his home. And this man said, no.
Well, why don't we go over there?
We got our Bibles here.
We got our Bibles here, don't we? John, I'll flip over there. We'll go down to you for a minute. How are things running down in Colorado?
Good. Real good. I've been watching here for a couple weeks the advertisements about this Billy Graham's final sermon thing, and saying how with all his heart all he wants to leave you with the truth. So I thought he was going to say that he made a deal with the devil a long time ago, but that's not really what happened.
That's not what he was saying anyway, because I think that is exactly what happened.
Well, yeah, that's not what happened on this final sermon, put it that way.
Right.
And basically, it was just more of accept Jesus Christ and ask him into your heart.
So his final message on truth was
more deception.
Same old, same old.
Yeah, but you know, there's those out there that bought it hook, line, and sinker. There's those that give testimony that without Billy, I never would have been saved. You know, and so
yeah, like Pastor Peters used to say. Oh, you'll love them now.
Yeah, but you'll hate them on judgment day.
Yep.
Amen. That's one of my favorite sayings. I like to tell people that when they tell me how great their pastor is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen.
So I didn't hear the final sermon. Might be worth listening to it just to
analyze it and see what it's saying. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, even the Christian radio stations or so-called Christian radio stations are doing that. They're advertising I guess you could buy, you know, they're not going to give you anything, but you can buy a DVD from Billy Graham from them, and they have a little program set up where you just invite people over to watch this Billy Graham DVD, you know, and it's just an altar call is all it is. Just say the sinner's prayer, and it's how you too can reach out. You too can help sinners, you know, come back, and it's just, that's when you reach up and hit the little button and go over to the country station. So, anyway, yeah, they are. Well, I think it's
strange, though. The first time I saw that advertisement, I really wondered if maybe he was going to try to come clean, you know?
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he's not in a hurry to leave this world because he knows where he's going.
Yeah.
Let's go to Matthew 8.
Okay.
How about that? Matthew 8. And of course, there's a lot in here about healing. Starts out with Jesus healing a leper. And then in verse 5, Matthew 8, verse 5, and we'll just read it. This is the New American Standard. It says, "And when Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, imploring him and saying, 'Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, fearfully tormented.' Jesus said to him, 'I will come and heal him.' But the centurion said, 'Lord, I am not worthy for you to come under my roof. But just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. And to my slave, do this, and he does it.' Now when Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who were following, 'Truly I say to you, I have not found such great faith with anyone in Israel. I say to you that many will come from east and west and recline at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.' And Jesus said to the centurion, 'Go, it shall be done for you as you have believed.' And the servant was healed that very moment." There's a couple sermons.
Yeah, there's a lot there.
At least. You know.
There's a lot about faith there.
I like verse 9 where it says, "I also am a man under authority." And so, you know, so what does that imply?
Well, here's what I get out of it. And, you know, like most of us on this ministry, a lot of what I get out of it is because I was preached to about it, you know. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And Pastor Peter's preached on this, and it helped my learning and understanding about it. But a lot of what I get out of it is he understood how important it was to follow orders and stay in order. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, he knew things, this man knew things that just your average person that was touching the garment of Jesus as he was walking by knew. This man knew humility, he knew authority, he knew honor, respect, and he just was in a position that they weren't in to be able to understand that.
Right.
You know. And so many of our people, and so many that aren't our people, they don't get that. They'll receive an order, and before they carry out the order, they'll change the order. Their mind will tell them, "Well, if that's good, well, this is good too." Or, "Well, he said this one time, I'll do this." You know, they'll change the order. Now, if you're at war, and we are at war. If you're at war and your commanding officer, your King of Kings, your Lord of Lords, gives you a command, and you go the other way because you think, well, my way's a little better than that way. You know, and I told you, we were talking about a couple years ago, I asked you if you knew much about Custer. Because in the movies, a lot of the movies, the old cowboy and western movies, the cavalry movies, Custer pretty much disobeyed orders. He went too soon. He wanted all the glory. He went a route that he shouldn't have, whatever it was. And he's out there and his men get slaughtered. Now, whether that's true, I don't know. You know,
but
I mean,
it's portrayed that way.
It's portrayed
many
that
times.
Way. And but in logic, it is true. You know, because our commander, our great commander, it's not like he can make the wrong command.
Oh, right.
So it's not like we have, you know, an ungodly, you know, adulterous commander that we don't respect, honor, and, you know, and
right.
glorify. We have one we respect. We should respect, honor, and, you know, thank the world of, right?
Amen.
You know? So why would we ever go a different route? Why would we ever get ahead of his command, or why would we ever go behind his command? I mean, this man understood that, you know. So anyway, that's kind of where my thought process is heading, you know.
Well, good.
What it's worth.
Well, good. Well, if you have any comments on that, our phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. I think I agree with you, Kyle. He understood. I think, too, that he understood. He'd been following Christ, and I think he understood that, you know, Jesus had said that he could do nothing of his own. He did the Father's will. And he was under the authority of the Father. And that's why he had all authority, because he had the authority of the Father, it being under the Father's authority. And then obedience certainly comes in. And that centurion knew that. So, and I think that that's it's a story for us today to understand that, you know, we too, just as Christ was under authority, just as he who had such great faith in Israel was under authority, that we too, as baptized Christians, are under authority. And we have rules and things we're supposed to do, and we have rules and things we're not supposed to do. And it doesn't matter if we feel like doing them or not, whether it's business dealings or dealings with our family or dealings with our work, or dealings with our friends, or whatever it is. We have guidelines. We have orders that we're supposed to be following.
It's like, you know, in a lot of these faith stories in the Gospels and Acts have to do with healings. You know, and why not do what Jesus says to do about healings? You know? What can it hurt you?
Yeah.
You know? And so many people.
You guys obviously haven't been watching the new series on Bible Secrets Revealed, because they're not even sure that the Bible is accurate anymore now that they found the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Right. Well, they don't. Well, John.
Dr. Robert Cargill, an agnostic, was the consulting producer for the series, who last summer challenged the perception that the Bible supports marriage is between a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's created this 6-part series that I admit I tried to watch just so I could see how you know, evil it was. And I made it through about 5 minutes, and actually my youngest son, Levi, walked in here, and they were just telling us how it wasn't David who killed Goliath, you know. And that was enough. I shut it off, and I said, I just prayed against it. God, just help people to have discernment and not believe these lies, these piled higher and deepers, you know, PhDs left and right, spouting the lies.
You know, Elvis, this just came to my mind. Elvis used to shoot his TVs. Did you ever hear that?
Yeah.
I
heard that.
I'm not saying he wasn't an Edomite. I mean, Elvis was what he was. Anybody that let somebody be called king is a horrible man. But Elvis used to shoot his TVs. You know, if
close that night,
if TVs were a penny, Do you know how many TVs I would have shot in my life?
I'm just saying, you don't know how many times I've all I mean, I would down shoot them
with, like we were talking, I would shoot them with my 410. I would shoot them with my 12 gauge. I would shoot them with my, I mean, there would be a big old, pile of TVs in somebody's field, you know.
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason they call it television.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. There is.
Betty sent me that from New Mexico. She goes, yep, there's a reason they call it television.
Yeah.
And she's right.
Yep.
But you can see, you know, in all aspects of the world right now, how they're trying to remove God from everything.
Yeah.
That great apostasy.
It is. You know, a scripture verse that I've shared, it just keeps coming back and back, is 2 Timothy 1:12. And it talks about, you know, it's Paul's letter to Timothy, my beloved son, and you know, if my understanding is correct, it's later in his life. You know, he's an old man by now, older man.
Yeah, he's preparing for dying.
Yeah, it says in verse 8, therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. And then in verse 12, it says, for this reason I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. Paul had entrusted his entire life, his every being. He had come a full 180 from what he was. And he had, you know, he was in the social circles. He was, he was the man's man. You know, he had come full circle, a complete 180 degrees from what he was. And he says, I know whom I believed. And you know, John, that's the only thing that I could say to these agnostics, to these atheists, to these dirty birds that use this television to put out their version of the Bible. You know, isn't it in Revelation that says right there toward the end, woe to those that add to or take away? That means woe to those that change. Woe to those that change, because their name will be taken out of the Lamb's Book of Life if it was ever there. And that's just what those people do. They did the same thing with that Bible miniseries, showing Samson as a big black man. And, you know, it's just not that way. And it's that way here. My Bible says David killed Goliath. Okay? And your Bible says David killed Goliath. So, you know what? By God, David killed Goliath. And that's all there is to it. And let the TVs come up and say that. But don't we read in here that if anybody preaches a different gospel, they're to be cursed, Maranatha.
Yeah.
And that's just what those people are.
Yeah.
That's just what they are. And oh, that, you know, that our remnant, that the remnant wouldn't be taken in by those things. But you know, there's so many out there. We'll start seeing it here in the news and in some of the alternative medias. And you know, oh, did you see this Bible history and this Bible secret revealed and blah blah blah? And you know, they keep chipping away at this rock.
Well, they started, you know, years ago when church congregations and supposedly branches of the true vine allowed people to start saying, well, the Bible was written by fallible men. That started coming in. And so all of a sudden, you've got women that are up on the pulpits teaching because, well, that's not really what that means. That was written by a man.
Well, that's your interpretation, you know, Kyle. That's your interpretation.
Remember that old woman at church a few years back, you know, that Peter knew from years ago working for the agriculture, you know. I forget what her name was. But anyway, she started saying that, you know, and so Peter didn't even call her out, really.
Very gently.
Very gently.
And respectfully. She was an older woman.
She was.
I remember that.
Rebuked her. They never came back. Yep. Never came back. Because, why? You know, because she wanted to believe that because the Bible was written by men, that their male chauvinistic ways put those scriptures in there. How a woman was to be silent in the church and not be apt to teach, and you know, all these things. You know, and the same with the homosexual crowd. You know, well, that's not really what that that means. You know, it. I mean, and it's all a bunch of garbage. So it doesn't surprise me that they're even going back and saying David didn't kill Goliath. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, pretty soon it wasn't Moses, you know, that had the staff. It was Pharaoh. I mean, who knows where they'll go? Because it, once you decide that it's not the Holy Spirit-inspired Word of God, you can go any direction you want.
You know, early.
Yeah, you know, what's funny, John, though, is I remember, I don't remember exactly when it was, but when they found those Dead Sea Scrolls, they were saying how it lends credence to the Bible.
Absolutely, you know? They were.
So they use it any way they want to use it.
They do.
Let's read here Revelation 22:18. I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues which are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from this word, from the words of this book, of this prophecy, God will take away his part from the tree of life and from the holy city, which are written in this book.
Yeah. And so
let's pray real quick.
Sure.
Heavenly Father, we do come before you, Lord, and we enact these promises that you've given us right here in Revelation 22, verses 18 through 20. And Lord, we ask that you would bring those down upon anyone who would do what they're doing now, trying to deceive your people, Lord. They are adding and removing from the prophecy of this book, the Bible. And we ask that your judgment would be upon them, Lord. We ask that you, if they are yours, that you'd give them a chance to repent. But if they're not, Lord, we want them wiped out. We want those plagues to be put upon them. We want them removed from the face of the earth, Lord. And we want that wicked series destroyed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And folks, you're listening to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We've still got some coffee here. We're the Radio Ranch Wranglers. Jason had some things to take care of this morning, but you just heard John, and you've heard Kyle this morning, and I'm Richard, and we are here coming to you live from the Radio Ranch. Just had the sun come up, and if that was not the most beautiful sunrise this morning, one of the top three I've ever seen. Orange clouds, pink clouds, gray clouds, blue. I mean, the colors. Got a little dusting of snow on everything last night.
Yeah, we got a skim coat of snow in town.
And blue skies out behind some of the clouds. And looking out the window here, the cattle are up on the hills. And so
calves are bellowing in the corral.
Yeah, there's still a few of them that just got weaned. And so they're making their noise. But
Mother Nature's being nice to you today.
Oh, no, but God Almighty has blessed us. You know,
amen.
They talk about artists, Picasso and these other artists. Just look in the sky every morning. Look in the sky at any time, day or night.
Yeah.
You know, get down on your hands and knees, lay down on some grass sometime, and just look and see what the Creator has created.
There's not a better landscaper, that's for sure.
There's not. And He is not only the great physician, but He's the great landscaper and the greatest artist, and you know, His beauty, all creation cries out for Him and reflects Him. And the stars last night, whew,
yeah,
man.
First Colossians, I think it says, all things were created by Him and for Him.
For Him, yes. Yes.
Another scripture going along with what we were talking about with this Bible series is, and I've been kind of showing this to quite a few people lately too, is Mark 8:38, but we'll start in 36. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? For what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory of his Father with the holy angels.
Amen. 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 And you know, it says there, whoever is ashamed of me and my words.
Yep.
And so we cannot be, when it says I'm not ashamed of the gospel, so when we read his word is truth. His word declares homosexuality a sin. Okay? And so you out there thinking of that, or that have friends or family that are in that, we can't be ashamed of his word, but that's what the ungodly have done. They've said, well, it doesn't really mean that, like you said earlier, Kyle, talking about how others distort the word. It it calls it a sin. It calls adultery a sin. Well, if they're a sin, unless it's blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, they can be forgiven, if there's repentance, if there's change. And so there's a way out, you know. And we need to not be ashamed of being able to go to that, right there where you had that, John, in Mark 8, and read that and understand that, you know, and be able to go to people. One thing comes to mind back in 1 Timothy 2. He starts in verse 9. Likewise, I want women to adorn themselves with proper clothing, modestly and discreetly, not with braided hair and gold or pearls or costly garments, but rather by means of good works, as is proper for women making a claim to godliness. A woman must quietly receive instruction with entire submissiveness, but I do not allow a woman to teach or exercise authority over a man, but to remain quiet. And then he goes on, because it was Adam who was first created, and then Eve, and it was not Adam who was deceived, but the woman being deceived fell into transgression. And so, we should be able to read that, and that offends many. That offends many. He says, I do not allow a woman to teach. We just got a newsletter from another ministry, and right there in the back it says, Bible teacher, and has the woman's name.
Two women. Yeah.
And so, the Word of God says, the Apostle Paul, that's in the Word of God, and if we're going to believe the Word of God, if we're not going to be ashamed, are we going to be ashamed of Him and His Word, says Jesus in Mark? The Word of God says that He, Paul, as an apostle of Christ Jesus, according to the commandment of God our Savior and of Christ Jesus, who is our hope, says, I don't allow a woman to teach. So if you have a ministry that allows a woman to teach, does not that verse in Revelation that you read, John, apply to that?
Yeah, there's another verse that they love, too, that women are to remain silent in church. I don't know exactly where that's at, but...
Well, right there, in Timothy, it tells it, and I believe that there is a double witness to it. But, you know, just that. But you've got people out there that'll say, well, you know, I get other good stuff from them.
It's the same thing we're talking about, the centurion. They don't understand how important, it's for their benefit.
Yeah.
You know, it would have been for Adam and Eve's benefit if Eve would have kept in her place and didn't take what Satan, the serpent, whatever you want to call it, told her. You know, it's for the woman's benefit. It's just like for your child. When your child gets out of order and they start telling the adults, the parents, what to do, it's a mess for the child.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a benefit for them to take the instruction, to learn by it, to obey it, because their father and mother loves them. Our Father in Heaven, who some people that claim to be Christians say, I don't even know if it was a woman or a man, which God is. I mean, when you hear that, it's just like, you know, I mean, it's just like, okay, I'll shoot my TV again. Whatever. You know what I mean? But it's like, if you stay in order, it's for your benefit. It's not because God hates women. God loves women.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And the funny thing about it is, don't they realize, the ones that get mad about this, don't they realize that men have to answer to their head too? It's not like, okay, you have a head over you, now you don't, you know, you don't, we have to answer to Jesus Christ on everything. You know, I mean, we don't, I'm not saying we do, we all can do a better job at it, but I can't even imagine getting mad at my head because he's my head. I can't imagine that because I know it's for my benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's all about faith, you know, the assurance of things hoped for, conviction of things not seen.
That's right. That's right. Well,
for by it, the men of old gained approval.
Amen.
Yeah. And then we have that list that Abraham and Noah and Moses and all them. I mean,
right. And not that they weren't perfect. They made mistakes.
and it
cost them. And you know, we make mistakes today.
Yeah.
I do. I speak with those on the remnant that call into the ministry. Nobody's calling in today, but that's okay.
But they're all sleeping still.
I guess so. Or just listening. I know that's what a lot are. Yeah, the phone number, 307-745-5913. But those men of old that had great faith that you're mentioning there, Kyle, they do. They had faith. Now they weren't perfect, but they were perfect enough. They were perfect enough. Yeah. You know, they were teachable. They were under God's authority. They understood authority. They understood that what God said was, that was the truth. And the direction that he made, you know, the orders he gave were the orders. Where would we be if Noah, when he was told to build the ark, had said no? God would have said, okay, and he'd have raised up a Japheth or somebody to build an ark, you know, and we wouldn't sing about Noah in the ark, it'd be somebody else in the ark. You know, God would have, you know, would have still had his go through, his will be done.
Yeah.
And so that's that authority. And so, you know, again, how does that apply to us today? Well, we're to understand that what his word says is the authority.
You remember the guy in Texas, you know, and I understand where he was coming from and what he was trying to do, but I also understand that it's a disrespect, whether they know it or not, when they try to say God is cool. Like he's a pal, like he's somebody to just, you know, be cool with and play music with and rock with, and, you know what I mean? No, you know. That's not the way. That's not honor and respect. And if I would have told my dad, you know, oh, be cool, or you're cool, I mean, he would have looked at me like, okay, I'm doing something wrong. You know, what he wanted from me.
It's not his place.
He wanted me to love him and fear him and respect him and honor him, and, you know, not to be the cool guy. You know, we all had probably friends when we were growing up whose dad was the cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And what did they allow you to get away with everything? You know, man, my buddy Joe gets away with everything. But his dad is so cool. You know, no, you know where Joe is today? He's stuck in some church that doesn't believe the truth. You know, because his dad was cool.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's part of it anyway. You know. Anyway, you remember that guy, right?
Yep. Yeah, he spoke at the funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember, but we had some fervent prayer for a good friend of the family, Tammy, who had, they'd proven that she had a tumor in her chest. They'd proven that it was cancerous. By the testing, it glowed hot. And we anointed her, prayed over her, believing, following James 5:14, and had several people there and told them that didn't want anybody to touch her that didn't believe that God could heal her. And she said she felt like the cancer died then. Well, she ended up having the surgery, which was quite a testimony in itself, as she had a prayer cloth and took that into the surgery with her and clung to it, would not let go of it. And when they got that tumor out, it had long fingers wrapped around her esophagus and her heart and lungs. And they typically, that's stage 4 cancer. And the doctor was kind of preparing them for that kind of news, and they did the biopsy, and there was no cancer. The cancer was dead. But anyways, where I'm going with it is there was someone who sent her a very beautiful flower arrangement with a letter. Basically said, well, sometimes you just have to accept God's will. And I said, don't you believe that lie? And then just recently got another letter with the same kind of negativity, and I told her, I said, you got to stand on the truth that by his stripes you are healed. This whoever it is that sent this letter is just trying to put negativity and doubt in your mind. You know, the dark can't stand the light, and they don't like to see miracles. They don't like to see a testimony that's going to draw people to Jesus Christ. And anyways, the verse the Lord brought me to was in 2 Peter 2, and this is actually the NIV, and it describes it perfectly. But these people blaspheme in matters they do not understand, and they are like unreasoning animals, creatures of instinct, born only to be caught and destroyed. And like animals, they too will perish. But in that letter, she was saying how, oh, God told me, you know, this, and God told me that, and, you know, and that's exactly what she was doing. She was blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, and like you say, that negativity, it's like, oh, we got a phone call?
We do.
Let's go to the phone.
Let's go to the phones. We'll come right back to you, Kyle. Hey, good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, man. God bless you. This is a technical report. I want to tell you, I've got a positive, strong signal on the shortwave, but there isn't a sound coming through it, and it's really sad. I want to tell you that.
Yeah, we've had some bad reports lately.
Yeah, appreciate you letting us know. They
where you at?
And don't think we're throwing them off. Is this?
That's in Ohio.
Yeah,
and
Kevin, right?
And I just I pick it up really good on shortwave all the time. And then I mean, I've got a pause. I can read the desk, you know, on my meter that it's a real powerful signal, and there isn't a sound coming through it.
Well, we appreciate you letting us know that, Kevin, We note these things down and get right back with WTWW, the shortwave, to find out, you know, if it's something on our end or their end, so they know, and they want to know if there's an issue. And so we sure appreciate you letting us know that.
Yeah, it sounds demonic to me, though, just trying to keep...
I'll tell you what, it's precious to hear you men in the mornings on Saturday mornings. It's a day of rest for me, and I'm sure quite a few other people out there on the ministry.
Sure.
And I want to say God bless you and take off from there. And I want to say amen to John for his last Bible verse out of Peter, too. And thank you very much. God bless you, John.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah.
Let's pray real quick. Heavenly Father, we do come against any demonic, satanic spirits that would dare come against these words going out on the air to your people, Lord, or to those that you want to awaken, and we bind it, and we just ask for the Holy Spirit to work in a mighty way, and if there be some problem there at WTWW with the transmitter or the antenna or whatever it is, Lord, you know, and we just ask that you would repair it, Lord. We just pray that you would allow us to be an instrument, to be a weapon
yes.
in your mighty arsenal, Lord, to combat the evil that's all around, not only in this country, but all around the world. We just give you all the praise and glory, Lord, and say thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We'll go back to the phone lines. So keep your thought, Kyle. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Oh, good morning, guys. This is Ernest out here in Pittsburgh, Missouri.
Hey, Ernest.
Good morning, Ernest.
Yeah, good morning to you guys. I'm kind of off topic here, but this is kind of in regards to that power deal they was exercising with.
Grid X.
Oh, Grid X, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. My son called me yesterday, and he says, Dad, he says, you won't believe what's flying around up here. This is up here in Moline, Illinois, Quad City area, next to Davenport, Iowa. I said, well, what's flying around up here? He says, Dad, he says, there's been a C-130 gunship flying around up here in circles with his landing gear down for the last 2 hours. I said, yeah, well, I guess they're, you know, the only reason I could think of flying a gunship around, you know, was in Puff the Magic Dragon over in Vietnam. I mean, those things are quite deadly, but the only reason I can think of them doing that is that was part of the exercise for the rioting people because the food is gone and electricity's gone and so on and so forth. But I didn't know if you ever had any other reports on anything like that or not, but I just thought I'd throw that in before you guys went off the air.
Well, appreciate it, Ernest. Yeah, I hadn't had any other reports of it, but...
There was a big blackout in California.
Yeah, I think California and Alaska both. We saw some reports that they had, you know, basically for no reason, but... Yeah, who knows? You know, we have to be ready. We have to be prepared.
That's right. And like I did tell quite a few people, if your power goes down in such a fashion, to unplug the refrigerator and unplug the air conditioners and turn them off, because if they ever come back on, they'll burn out for low voltage. So wait till the power comes back up in that event before you ever turn anything on again like that. But you guys are doing an excellent job, and this is the first time I've called in, and I know Andre kind of been climbing on my butt because I don't take part, so I figured I'd put my 2 cents in for the day.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you.
Well, thank you for listening. Take care. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Oh, that was good. Ernest has a, I mean, he says he's never called in before. It kind of shocks me because I recognize his voice instantly, you know, from Camp
Branson.
Or from Branson. Yeah. Anyway, I was thinking about when you're talking about that those letters, John, that those people sent in. I was thinking about Sherry, you know, when Peter was trying to call around to ask for prayers from the elders of churches, you know, and oftentimes the ones that don't believe in miracles, they're are church people.
Oh, church leaders.
Yeah, because they have no faith. It hasn't been preached to them, it hasn't been taught to them, and if it had been, they just disregarded it for whatever reason. So they have no faith. So their thing is, well, it's God's will. I mean, I've heard that so many times in my life, and it might be God's will. I'm not saying it's not, right. But we don't always know what God's will is.
Right.
It might be God's will that Tammy got healed so that one of her relatives sees that she got healed and comes to
absolutely,
Christ.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know what I mean?
But they immediately are, it's God's will, just let it go.
I think it's worse than that. I think what I can tell is there's a little more to the story. Basically, Tammy and another lady went to the flower shop that delivered the flowers, thinking that might be an avenue, and demanded to know who it was. And the owner said, "Well, I can't tell you that, but I can tell you if you mention a name, I can say yes or no." You know, uh-huh. And the first one that she mentioned was who it was, and there was a young man dating her daughter, 18-year-old daughter, and it was his stepmother, and what she said was she always felt like she was evil, like when they were at, you know, dinner together or something like that. And I asked her, I said, what were her eyes like? And she goes, they're really dark. And I go, well, you know, that's a window to the soul. People don't realize that, but those dark eyes are, be leery when you see that. And the other thing was, I told her, I said, well, you get rid of anything you have in that house that she gave you or that she gave your daughter. And then she told me that just a couple weeks ago, her daughter woke up feeling like there was evil in her room, and she actually woke up with like bruises with like a handprint on her arm. And she goes, "Is that possible? Is that real?" I go, "Yeah, it's possible. Yeah, it can't be real."
Now she's seen it with her eyes.
Yeah.
She experienced it, and she wants to know if it's real.
Yeah, and I told her,
but she's growing.
Anything, because apparently this woman has given her daughter like stuffed animals and all kinds of things, and I said, so if I were you, I'd burn them.
Yeah.
She goes, you really believe in that? And I go, absolutely. You're right. Witnessing it. This is God showing you.
Right. Yeah. While we're on that, anybody out there who's ever had anything given to them by somebody that they found later was a witch, a sorcerer, or just an evil person, get rid of it.
Absolutely.
I remember debt burning quite a bit of stuff.
We still find something once in a while that it's like, where did we get this?
Yeah.
And then it's like, out it goes, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. Those conduits of demons can get through those kind of things, too.
They are. I tell you, I got a short testimony on that. Jason and I picked up some books in South Arizona somewhere. And we stopped at the Mexican border years ago and walked across, had lunch, came back, and I bought a Mexican blanket while I was there, you know, a little Mexican blanket. What the heck?
See.
See. And got it home and you know, one of my children, when they were little, you know, would take naps so we used that as part of making like a little pallet in the corner on the floor, and that way they could lay down. And that boy was always sick. I mean, couldn't breathe at night. I remember we prayed, and I remember being up about 3 a.m. one morning, and I'm rocking in the chair and I'm holding him upright so he can breathe. You know, and when your child is that brings you close to God, is what it does. It does wonders for your prayer life. And I'm praying, you know, and I'm confessing sin, and I, whatever it is, Lord, forgive me. And that blanket popped into my mind. And I put the boy down, and I went and picked that blanket up, and I walked out to the front door, and I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, you be gone, and I threw it out the front door. And he hadn't had a minute's trouble since. And that was close to 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, Mark says, we read that whoever is ashamed of me and my words, what was that you read, John, about the creatures of instinct created to be destroyed?
Natural rubies.
Second Peter 2.
Now,
that's
the word of God.
I'm sorry.
That there are brute beasts. There are vessels of dishonor that were created to be destroyed. Now, if we're ashamed of that part of the gospel, he's going to be ashamed of us on the day of reckoning. It's as simple as that. That's as much as part of the gospel as the death, burial, and resurrection, and us having to be baptized with him so that we are clothed with him. That's just another part of the gospel. And are we going to be ashamed of it? Oh, we can't talk. That person might be a brute beast. We can't talk about that. No, we are not to be ashamed of that. And we are to proclaim that. And that's what so many people don't understand. Oh, you don't have the love of Christ. I got the love of Christ enough to tell you, and you do, John, to tell your friend Tammy, that, yeah, that's real, that there's evil in the world. You know, in the scriptural review of the news that for tomorrow, I've got a short article about how the army, the military anyway, all the military, when they train their chaplains, the teachers that they have there, you know, the one chaplain had said, one report we had that, you know, when he would, if he were ministering to people that, like for the Sandy Hook shooting, or for example, you know, that he were ministering to parents of children that have been killed in that way, that he would say, one of the things is that, you know, there's evil in the world. And the instructor pounded the table, the female teacher there, teaching the chaplains, I mean, I know it's out of order, pounded the table and said, do you really believe that? That there's evil in the world.
After some guy went in and shot a bunch of
whoever did it,
yeah.
Right, or whatever.
Whatever happened.
Right, whatever happened.
Obviously,
you know,
there's evil.
There's evil in the world. And so, you know, that is in the gospel of Jesus. That's part of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that there are vessels of dishonor, that there are creatures of instinct that steal, kill, and destroy, that cannot sleep unless they've caused problems. And so recognize them, remnant. You know, we're not just rattling this off. We're putting this out for you, remnant, so that you see that that is just as true as Jesus going to the cross and dying for our sins and our sicknesses. It's just as true that there are those out there. And so when you have them as part of your life, and we all do, we all do, recognize them for what they are. Don't be... I mean, follow Mark 8. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. Don't be ashamed of his word when it points those out.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the conduits that John's talking about. I mean, you might receive a candle from somebody and that candle might have been prayed over with the evil dark forces. Or you might receive a plate of food from somebody. And not only would the food might not have been prayed over by somebody evil, it might have poison in it. I mean, there's evil in the world. It's exposed all the time.
It is.
Yeah.
But yet people don't want to believe it.
I remember just in Texas while we were there last week, when I was talking to David, he told me, and you guys might have been there too, but when they first brought his son's casket into the church, some lady came up and put this, like, handkerchief with a Jewish star on his head or something, and he just went up there and he picked it up and he put it over on the pew. And they looked at him like, what is your problem? And I tell you what, he understands spiritual warfare.
Yes.
And there was no way, there's no demons going to...
In the grave
in
with
that
him.
Coffin with him.
Yep.
Amen. Well, guys...
But, you know, you're going to be looked at as crazy.
Well, and that's part of the gospel truth.
It is.
Yep.
You know, you better be, like, you better be looked at as foolish.
By the world.
By the world. Absolutely.
You better be getting persecuted right about now, too, or you better figure out what's going on.
Yeah. Yep. And if you're not, you know, here in Luke 17, it talks about the second coming foretold. And it says, and just as it happened in the days of Noah, so will it also be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, they were being given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. It was the same as happened in the days of Lot. They were eating, they were drinking, they were buying, they were selling, they were planting, they were building. But on the day that Lot went out from Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be just the same on the day that the Son of Man is revealed. And that day draws nearer and nearer.
Yeah.
And as it does, we have to remember to, like we said today, to not be ashamed of all the gospel, of every word, from in the beginning to amen, all of it. And we have to be, you know, it says, I think it is there in Peter, you know, what sort of people ought you to be? As you see this day drawing near, you're supposed to be godly people, following this word, doing what it says, applying it in our lives. And one way that'll help you do that is if you come to church with us tomorrow. Okay? And so do that. Tomorrow morning, not this early, you can sleep in a little bit, but starting at 10 a.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. Central, and noon on the East Coast. So guys like Rich and Chris out there on the East Coast, they can sleep in, get some stuff done Sunday morning, and still come to church with us. And all of you out there on the East Coast can do that. Come to scriptures4america.org, right there on the Internet. And again, at 10 a.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. Central, noon on the East Coast, you can join us for a scriptural review of the news. I think that's what we have in for tomorrow. And you'll get to see the ramrod, see John there, bring a welcome. And John always has some interesting scripture verses for us. And to kind of welcome everybody and bring us into the church service. And Shane and I will have some good songs of praise and worship for us. And Kyle, I think you're up for communion tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
So Kyle will have a good communion service for us, and a Holy Spirit inspired message, some vintage classic pulpit truths from Pastor Peters, and so we do encourage you to come to church there, to our shortwave listeners, just another reminder, we are down on 9.475 for the daytime frequency now. We were at 9480, and so you have to adjust your dial down just a little bit to 9475, and that's the daytime frequency, and then, of course, the nighttime frequency is the 5.830.
That wasn't our choice either. That was the FCC mandate. So
yes. Yeah, have to follow their rules and regulations. So.
But. Hey, I don't know if you saw it, but they're in Philippines among all the destruction. A giant statue of Jesus Christ on Calvary Hill.
Still there?
Oh, man.
I saw the picture.
Yeah, everything around it's leveled.
Yeah.
And it looks like it got polished and cleaned from the storm.
It does, yeah.
And it's our kind of Jesus, you know. It's the way Jesus has been represented to us. It's just—it's amazing how anybody could even deny anything, especially you know when God gives you these kind of examples. Yeah. I remember when the flood hit CSU, there was a professor down in the basement of one of the buildings that got flooded to the ceiling, and had an old Bible, and everything in that whole place was destroyed, but that Bible was pristine; it wasn't even wet.
Wow.
Amen.
That's God's power.
Amen. Well, men, thanks for joining us. Remnant, thanks for joining us. We'll see you at church tomorrow.
Rolling, 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 stay high. This country's stolen. Keep on rolling over, stake high. Fast and free together, make them hell's and forever. Knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Right about, right.
though they're disapproving, keep on moving over snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, head them off, snake hide. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more,
snake hide.
Moving, 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 though they're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.